Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers and Trash Pandas get set to wrap up a six-game set on a Sunday afternoon. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined for today's pregame interview by the pitching coach of a pitching staff that's been one of the best in minor league baseball this week, Will Shearholtz. Will, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
How's it been this week? It's been a fun week for the pitching staff. A lot of strikeouts and a lot of fun.
Absolutely. The guys have done a really good job. I've been really impressed with specifically a lot of the bullpen guys that have come in and pretty much dominated the opposing lineup. So it's been a good feeling knowing I've got some guys out there that are going to come in and get some strikeouts when we need it.
What's it been like, too, with how good the starting staff has been? But like you said, the bullpen's been real good. Yesterday, you had Robbie Baker come in, got six outs, five of them via the strikeout.
It's been awesome. I got a lot of faith in a lot of those guys out in the bullpen. Definitely have some experience with some of those guys from last season being in Appleton with them. But it just makes my job a lot easier knowing I'm going to have a guy that can come in, throw the ball over the plate, and get a big punch out when we need it.
What's it been like working with a lot of guys this year in AA that you worked with last year in your time in Appleton with the Timber Rattlers?
It's been awesome. It makes my job a lot easier just having a little bit of background on a lot of these guys. I'd say about half the pitching staff I had last year in Appleton at one point or another. And a guy like Justin Jarvis, who I had for the majority of last year and I have this year, got a great relationship with a guy like him, and we work really well together. So just makes my job a little bit easier knowing that I've already had that previous relationship with those guys and I've got that background and I know what they need to do to be successful.
And with Jarvis, he's been unbelievable this year. A 10 strikeout game last night, sixth time in his career he's had 10 plus strikeouts. What makes a guy like him so good on the hill and so far this year so unhittable?
Well, first of all, the great thing about Justin is when the lights turn on and you got fans in the stands, like, he feeds off that energy. He's a great competitor. He's always going to take the ball and always be ready to go. But the raw stuff, his stuff is so good. It's 94-95 for the entire outing. He holds velo, ton of ride on the heater, really good split, which he developed actually midway through last year. So it's still a relatively new pitch for him, but he's getting a ton of swing and miss on it. And then a really solid slider and curveball that he can drop in for a strike at any time. But you're seeing now the last couple years with Jarvis, him really start to mature, learn how to pitch, and he's just been absolutely dominant. He overpowers opposing lineups.
On the other end of the experience side of things, you have the veteran Tobias Myers, which it's a young team, one of the youngest in AA. The veteran Tobias is, what, like 24, 25 years old? But he's had a great bounce back year so far. What's been the thing that's made him return back to his 2021 self on the hill?
Yeah, Tobias is great, man. And he seems a lot older than he actually is. He's still only 24 years old, so he's probably on the younger end of the spectrum in this league, which is pretty crazy because he's been around so long. But the big thing for him was just letting him get back to being himself. You know, a lot of the other orgs that he was with tried to make some pretty major adjustments with him. We just let him kind of do his own thing, find his groove. And he's getting back to just pitching confidently, using the fastball a lot, which the velocity on the fastball has gone way up this year compared to last year. I mean, his last start, he was up to 97, even had a 98 on the gun, which was awesome to see. But on top of all of that, the kid is extremely smart, and he is an absolute leader on this pitching staff, and he's a great guy to have in the clubhouse.
How important is that to have that leader on the pitching staff and a guy who's pitched in this league before in the same division with Montgomery, so he's been to pretty much every ballpark, knows how they play, and knows a lot about how these opposing organizations are going to stack their lineup?
It's huge. It's huge to have a guy like that on the staff. When you put him with other guys like Jarvis, who he came up here at the end of last year, but he only made four starts, and you put him with Carlos Rodriguez, 21 years old, first year in AA, only made, I don't know, six or seven starts in high A last year, so he almost even skipped that level. You need a guy like that to kind of stabilize your staff and teach these young guys some things. And he's, you know, what's awesome is he's actually he's throwing partners with Abner Uribe. And he's kind of showing Abner Uribe how to be a pro each and every day, which has been fun to see.
Speak of Abner Uribe, what's it like having a guy on your staff that throws 102 miles an hour?
It's pretty fun, honestly. When I can just sit here in the dugout and I know every time he goes out there, it's going to be something exciting with some velo. It's a lot of fun to watch. And the most interesting thing about him is, like, everybody talks about the fastball, 102-mile-per-hour fastball, which is awesome. But his best pitch is the slider. And nobody really talks about it or gives it enough credit. But he's throwing 90-mile-per-hour sliders that he can land in zone and expand with in two-strike counts. And when he does that, it's almost game over for any opposing hitter.
Well, and how important is it with the whole tunneling aspect of pitches to have a fastball that comes in at 102, but then a slider that cuts off of that at 90 miles an hour, where that's some guy's fastball speed?
Mm-hmm. It's huge. It's huge for him because a lot of these guys are swinging ball out of hand because they're trying to be on time for a fastball. So if you can throw the slider anywhere close, it's pretty much going to be a swing and a miss for Uribe. So helping him to understand, like, hey, we need to keep throwing that slider because guys are just swinging right out of the hand against you, is going to be big for him to continue to string together some really good outings here.
Well, Will, it's been a blast watching the staff so far. Thanks so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it.
Shuckers and Trash Pandas get underway at 2:35.